investors are back to focusing on what the Fed does rather than anything it says. And what the Fed has been doing is massively expanding its balance sheet to further support financial markets. For the first 3 weeks in July, the Fed's balance sheet grew $162 billion versus what had been scheduled as just $120 billion. This also pushed up the balance sheet to a mind-blowing and disturbing record of $8.24 trillion. And as we've said time and again, the fact that all of this should be worrying to the extent that everything is being propped up by the Fed isn't going to be a problem until the market finally admits it is one. Until then, it's just about buying into the Fed messaging of unrelenting accommodation until the game is up. And so despite all the turmoil in the global economy and despite a massive shutdown from the coronavirus, everything is awesome and stocks can just keep climbing to infinity, or so it seems. There are some who will cite the impressive corporate earnings results, but where would those results be without a massive liquidity injection from the central bank and government? There isn't a whole lot in the way of first-tier data on Tuesday, and a lot of the price action could just end up revolving around pre-FOMC decision positioning from on Wednesday's decision. As far as the calendar goes for today, key standouts come in the form of Eurozone money supply, U.S. durable goods, and U.S. consumer confidence. That's all for now.